Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivama Sadiheim and Aleph. We're holding on Sadidal Namib Beis, 3 lines from the bottom, V'te'aser b'shchiva da'achoisa. In this case where you have Reuven who's married to Rachel, and Rachel goes out of town, and Reuven finds out that Rachel dies. So Reuven goes, and he's comfortable with the family. He figures he'll marry Rachel's sister, he'll marry Leah. He's together with Leah, and then Rachel shows up again. So the halacha is that Reuven remains mutter to Rachel. Even though by the reverse case, when you have a woman who stays in town, and the husband went out of town, and the woman finds out that her husband died, and then the woman goes and remarries to a random guy, and her husband comes back, she becomes aser to her husband. By when the woman goes away, so and Reuven is together with Leah, he's allowed to go back to Rachel. So ask the Gemara, v'tei aser b'shchiva da'achaisa, why don't we say that he becomes aser to Rachel because of the fact that he was with Leah? Midi dahava isha shahalach bailam dinasayam. Just like when her husband goes away and the woman marries someone else, the woman becomes aser to go back to her husband. So too in this case, he should be aser to go back to his wife, to go back to Rachel. Says the Gemara, it's lay dami, it's not comparable. When it comes to the Isser Veshas Ish, where we have a framework, midaraisa, that there's a concept of being aser to her husband, if she's mizana b'mezid, she becomes aser to her husband, so then there's makom to make a gzeira by a shoyge, that she's still going to become aser to her husband. But achis isha de b'mezid, lay asir midaraisa b'shoyge l'gazu b'rabanan. But by achis isha, there's never a concept of a achis isha being aser to her husband, just because her sister was with him. So therefore, since there's no such concept like that, so therefore there's no makom to make a gzeira about it by a case of shoyge. Uminalan de lay asira, how do I know that if, let's say, Reuven is married to Rachel, and then Reuven's mezana with Leah, b'mezid, how do I know that he remains muta to Rachel? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Aysa, it says that an Eshes Ishu's mezana becomes aser to her husband. Aysa shchivasa aysarta, ve'en shchivas achaysa aysarta. It's only her own shchiva that's going to aser her to her husband, but her sister's shchiva will never aser her to her husband. So therefore, that's the makar. You see, her sister's shchiva does not aser her. Now, Sheyachu, the reason why I need the drasha is because without the drasha, I would have said, v'lay dinu, it's a kavach chaymer, that she does become aser to her husband. Which is an Isser Kal, it's an Isser that goes away with a get. And still, if she's Mizana, she becomes Aser to her husband. So Malkim Shabal Isser Chamer, in addition to Nishan Eser or Isser, so by Nisser Chamer, like Achis Isha, which doesn't go away with a get, even if a man divorces, even if Reuven divorces Rachel, he's still Aser to Leah, calls man that Rachel's alive. So therefore, it's a more Chamer Isser, and I would have said for sure she should become Aser to her husband, Kamashmon in the Drasha of Isa. Says the Gemara, though, it's not so simple. Everybody agrees, both Beisham and Beisela, that if a man, Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and then he's Mizana with Mrs. Reuven's mother, everybody agrees that now Reuven becomes Aser to Mrs. Reuven. The Machlokes is, if Reuven's married to Rachel, and then he's Mizana with Leah. Beisham says, and now Reuven becomes Aser to Rachel. Beisham says, Pasul, because he has the Kavachimer. Beisel says, Loi Paisel, because he has the Drasha of Isa. Rabbi Yossi argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, everybody holds of the drasha of Isa, and everybody holds that by Achis Ishtoi, she does not, Reuven remains muta to Rachel, even though he was Mizana with Leah. The Machaika says is when Reuven is together with Mrs. Reuven's mother. On that we have a Machaika, Beshame says it passels her, we'll see soon what the drasha is, and Beisil says that no, it's not going to passel her. The fee, and basically the Gemara explains, what's the pshat Beisil holds? That chamoisoi does not passel. Shebeisham aimrim shelefisha betchila who mutter b'chol anashim shabaylam v'mutars b'chol anashim shabaylam. Before they ever met, this Reuven with Mrs. Reuven. Before they ever met, so he was mutter to all women in the world. She was mutter to all men in the world. Kitcha, they get married. Who aisra v'yasartoi? They both aser each other to different people. Now meruba iser shasra miiser shasar to who? Now he asers her to more people than she asers him. Shu asra b'chol anashim shabaylam. He asers her to all men in the world. She's an ishis ish. V'hi layasartu el. She only asks him to her relatives. Now let's take a closer look. Now we have a kavuchaymer. He asks her a very chamer iser. He asks her to all men in the world. And if she's b'shogig with another man, she does not become aser b'mutala to the one who she was mutter to her husband. So he shalei asar to el b'krei v'seas. And then surely she, who only asks him to her relatives, it's less chamer iser. So shagag ba'aser la, if he's b'shogig with her mother, Usher, let's say, with one of her relatives, ain't I did shalein esar, so then kol shekein, he should not become Usher lai b'mutter lai, he should be to his wife. Now, v'zad, then l'shoigig, that's a kavachomer that works by shoigig. L'mezi minayin, how do I know that even by mezid, that if Reuven is together with Mrs. Reuven's mother, b'mezid, he does not become Usher to Mrs. Reuven? Tamalaymer esar, esar shchiva sa esarta, vein shchiva sa chayisa esarta. It's only her own shchiva that asers, and not anyone else's, not her sister's, not her mother's. And so that's Beisel's makar. Fine. So that's all she does Beisel. But Beis Shammai says that the mother-in-law does aser. And Rabbi Yehuda we had earlier says that bein lefi Beis Shammai, bein lefi Beisel. If Reuven is together with Mrs. Reuven's mother, so then she Reuven becomes aser to Mrs. Reuven. So ask the Gemara. Amar v'ami amar Reish Lakish. My time in Rabbi Yehuda. What's the makar? What's the makar that Chamaisa creates an iser? So it says the Gemara d'chsev as the pasuk says by Chamaisa. It says be'esh yisur fu aysoi v'asan. It says that if he's together with Chamaisa, so you burn him and them. I understand he's chayiv sreifa and the mother-in-law's chayiv sreifa, but why does it say v'ashen them? What, you're going to burn down the whole family for what? It must be it's not talking about sreifa. It really means to teach us something about the iser that he becomes aser to v'ashen to both of them, to the mother-in-law and also to his wife. That's the makar that the mother-in-law asers Reuven to his wife. Now, Amar Vina Amar Shmuel ain't alacha kerbi. You know we don't paskin like that. We paskin that Esau is mamayit everyone, and it's only her ashes ish that asers, and no one else. And says the Gemara, who the avad isur bechamasei? There was once a man that was over on the isur of chamasei. Aser Rav Yehuda nagde. Rav Yehuda gave him malchus. Amar Lein, he said to him, he loved Amar Shmuel ain't alacha kerbi Yehuda. If not for the fact that Shmuel said that we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda, asrita alach isur daum. I would have said that your wife is aser to you forever. We don't paskin like that. So you're mutter, but you're still deserving of malchus.